September 26th. Here we go again in breakfast. Could somebody tell Aunt Sally that breakfast is ready?
She said Sally, bedroom. I heard it. Guess I can't put it in it.
But she says Sally. Who's here today? Is Aunt Sally here? Yeah, I knew it.
I should check today.
Yeah.
Rat race morning.
What's that? Oh, I guess you can't unrat race it.
Well, no, because I have to go to the tumble board. Maybe.
This new guy is there or whatever.
Oh, your bowl, yes.
Major comfort.
Help.
Salt, yes, here's salt.
I'll have some salt too. That is two.
Yeah, I had salt. Thank you.
No, I had some. Thank you.
Oh. Have a busy day too. Big here in this evening.
Mom, we go to school today, right?
You certainly are.
I'm Luke the
Here.
Hear the recorder?
Yeah.
Not yet. We'll hear it in a little while. All right?
I've got help too.
You have salt. Yes, Judy was here too.
But Judy didn't stay with her sister.
We'll have to stay with Laura a few minutes.
Who came to visit?
Toto.
Toto, yes, yesterday Toto came to visit. And Daniel, yes, Toto and Daniel are in the same family.
And Judy, who's the mommy? Judy's the mommy? Who's this?
Can I see your cereal?
Banana.
Who is that?
Milk.
Sally, did you hear Sue?
Yeah, so did the recorder.
The recorder doesn't have ears.
Sally is number 99.
I'm number... Better be
than 100. How was the room up there?
Oh, fine. I listened to the... You had a lovely radio there, and I listened to classical music all night.
And you were awake all night?
No, but I woke up to a beautiful Renaissance number, and I couldn't go back to sleep till it was over.
Yes, Sally was in the bathroom.
Fine.
Were you taking a shower?
Yes, because Mommy will need the shower next.
More kind bowl.
More a what?
Kind.
I don't understand you.
Who's crying?
Sue.
Sue's not crying.
I wasn't crying. Were you crying in the middle of the night?
No.
You were too. You're a funny girl.
No. I think she thinks you cried.
She thinks I cried.
Bless you. Bless you.
They bless you.
You know who I'm going to be at the meeting with today? Dr. Reisman.
That's at dinner time.
Dinner time. You know who else is at the meeting? Dr. Silverman. Remember Dr. Silverman? Who's laughing so
hard?
He's going to be at the meeting too.
Yes, you're going to Erica's tonight.
And I am too.
You are too.
And you're gonna come a little TV that way when it starts.
Yes,
right?
That's right. When it's dinner time.
After dinner.
After you've eaten dinner, then.
Like at the rush hour.
You have both your classes on one day, or
two separate times. Thursday morning and Tuesday.
Is this one of the days that I go to Erica's?
Uh-huh.
Who's Erica, Joanna?
My friend who goes to school in the same class as me and who babysits me.
She babysits you and her mommy, or?
Does she babysit you?
No.
With the mommy?
No.
Or does her brother babysit you?
No.
I think the baby brother babysits.
No. Matthew does not.
He's old enough.
No, he's not. He only knows how to crawl. That's all.
How old is he? 1 year? Not even 1 year?
Maybe a year in November.
Well, he's almost a year old. He could babysit.
He doesn't know how to walk. And no one I relate to much. He doesn't have anything to say.
Bellow into my ears, sweetie.
He wouldn't have anything to say if we got too fat. And know what we can do?
What?
If we drink too much water, we can make a little hole and then we can put water down.
Soon.
We'll hear it soon. After breakfast, when we finish eating our food, when
soon,
everyone's
Laura.
Finished. Who do you want to hear on the recorder?
Yeah.
Hear who?
Laura. Are you on the recorder?
Mommy?
What?
See those little holes? The recorder hears through those, right?
I don't know exactly sure how the recorder hears.
through very, very, very complicated electronics. That's how it is. With batteries and wires. Very, very tiny. Like a human brain.
Like a human ear, you mean?
No. More than that.
And you're the and you know what? If Judy can take me home, I should remind you to put a pad on me.
Daddy's coffee.
Okay. Judy's gonna take you home.
We're going
there later in the afternoon.
Daddy's coffee and Sue's coffee.
And Sally's coffee.
I
don't know
where she does that, but I'm Auntie Gold.
Will you
look
like you have gold hair in the back of you?
Oh, I see. That's right, I do. My little helper, the beauty card. Well, you people pay to
have
your
daddy, daddy Kruka.
See what? Got a pen.
Is this the ball or it's another place?
Oh, get it. What is that, Laura?
Sound.
Yeah.
The sound is
we have lots more.
Hello, sound? Oh, it's the sound calling.
Would you get the cream?
Oh, very good.
Milk salad?
Could you get the cream for me, please?
Oh, very good.
Thank you. Did you have a banana cream?
Look, Joanna, calm down. It's in a big carton with a quart of milk with purple on it, sweetie.
That's
yes,
she's
right.
She's very unadept.
She'll be fine. You'll at least have a little bit. Oh, that's right. Thank you very much.
You don't got that biggest cream.
I don't have the biggest cream. Thank you very much.
Can you mail him his money so I don't have to be here, Bear?
Yeah. Here.
Can you arrange to do that, please? Here, what is it you want? Look at all this egg and banana and all sorts of things that didn't go.
What's that squeaky table there? What is that squeaky table?
What do you want, Laura? It's a business call. You can't say hi. It's nobody to say hello to. It's not anybody we knew. Laura,
that's
please don't kick the table.
It's the workman.
No, please bring the bill.
The
only thing you have to do is take out some paper bags. He's coming to the work to do a major job.
Hold. Where are you going? Sure. He wants the bag.
What?
Yeah, he won't have the bags if he
no, does. But he's conscientious.
He's, yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
Of course, the other guy.
Yeah, that's nice when they do.
What do you want to do? Go out?
Just come.
Go down. Go down where?
Every 5 or 6 months we have somebody come and...
On my lap? Boy, it really needs a cleaner.
Clean up the back.
Oh, I guess you almost have to.
Unless you do it yourself.
I know Al has that same problem.
Okay, Laura, maybe huge bag.
Where does he live?
In Encino. You're coming over, I swear. I'm not going to say anything more. You'll just get an invite.
A large piece of land?
Half an acre, and he had a cute little A-frame on it. And it's all the bags.
Sure is a lot.
But see, it's high like that. It's got tons of avocado trees.
What kind of trees?
Avocado.
Where do you want to go?
I had a bag of crops this year, though.
Up where?
Up me.
Usually you have so many, you can't get rid of them all.
Of
the lap?
Well, no, we
no we're not going to touch the recorder. Like you can look at it, but you can't really touch it.
It's
really comfy.
Yeah, it's hilly.
It's hot.
The houses look like this. It's all hilly, and then my kid's driveway is a hill, too.
It's hot.
Cute little house. Very quaint.
Who's Dee Dee? There's Dee Dee going in a bike ride.
It looks like it belongs to Mammoth. So it's really
what?
Good.
It's wood.
Yeah, it's wood. And he has a whole view of the city.
Look, Monkey, I want to drink my coffee. If
except
you want to sit
they,
here, that's
they
fine.
They put trees in the front. And the trees are growing so high that it's growing his view.
Which
if you want milk, you can
get
back in your
we have a view of the city. If we would cut down our trees, we would prefer to have the trees in the city.
Well, initially, we had
a lot of age. Well, the city looks nice at the...
aren't you glad that I prevailed? That's my pen, yes.
Well, because you're in the city so much. Well, there are so many trees
around
now that you're so distant that it's very romantic.
Would you put that down?
Because you have the porch that you sit out on a hot night. You just see the moon and the city. And it's quite comfy.
Did you open the pan?
It's quite nice.
I bought a patty.
Do you want to hear yourself, Laura?
So I can read out there.
You want to hear Laura talking?
Plus I have